All right, so we'll go ahead, and as you lie back, you can bend your knees and, if possible, take your feet a little wider on the mat and let your knees drop in so your legs feel supported. Feel the shoulders relax away from your ears, and if it helps, you can bring your hands over your lower belly and just focus on the slow, even breath. Gently closing the mouth, feel your jaw relax. Allow there to be a little space between the two rows of teeth. Release the tongue from the roof of the mouth and the backs of the teeth. Just allow it to be in the mouth, resting. As you inhale, start to feel the navel move away from the spine, incorporating the first part of the three-part breath. And as you exhale, feel the navel draw back towards the spine. And just allow your mind to rest on the breath. Letting go of all the events of the day and the week, everything that has led up to this moment. And just allow your breath to guide you back to this moment over and over again, becoming fully present. Adding the second part, you can bring your right hand over the right rib cage and feel the breath move from the belly up into the ribs, imagining the ribs opening up underneath as if there were an umbrella opening up front and back all the way around. And then exhaling, belly and then ribs. Keep following the breath. Allow it to come up from the bottom, moving up like a wave, belly, ribs. And then exhaling. First the belly and then the ribs. Adding the third part, bring your left hand over your heart. Allow it to come all the way up. Belly, ribs, chest, right underneath the collarbones. Feel the collarbones smile wide. Exhale, belly, ribs, and chest. Allow it to be smooth and even, yet full from front to back, all the way around. So we'll stay with our even three-part breath. As we move through our practice today, see if you can just come back to this slow breath. Every time things get a little bit challenging, just come back to your breath. Listen to your body. It'll give you feedback. If you can't breathe nice and easy, you just need to just step back or modify. Listen to your body. It's extremely intelligent. So from on your back, why don't we just come on up onto all fours right away. Coming into tabletop. So gently take your time to come onto all fours. Hands are under the shoulders and knees are under the hips. And just press the tops of the feet into the earth, pointing them straight back. Good. And then we'll come into cat-cow. So with an inhale, look up. Let the belly soften towards the earth, but still keep the tail down slightly. And then exhale, round and hunch. Take your chin in towards your chest. Round your back like a Halloween cat. Navel back. Tail down. Inhale, pull the heart through. Look up. Belly softens towards the earth. Exhale, round and hunch. Breathe it all the way out. No rush. Inhale. Come up, looking up. Belly softens towards the earth. Exhale, round and hunch. Good. One more time. Inhale. Feel your spine waking up. Exhaling under. Good. And then come back to center. We're going to bring our knees together left and right. It'll just make it easier to balance. And then extend your right leg straight back behind you. press through the ball of the big toe. So rather than flexing the foot, just press through the ball of the big toe, but keep your right knee pointing down. Good. Now take your lower belly in, cinch in around the waist. So feel those muscles, your core, hugging your spine. Now from here, very slowly bend your knee about halfway. Keep the ball of the big toe pressing and squeeze right underneath the right sits bone. So you're squeezing that gluteus maximus. Yeah, keep the toes fanning out. That's it. Press through the ball of the big toe, kind of like a Barbie doll foot, they call it. Breathe here. Keep pulling the heart forward. Good. Now extend it nice and slow. Keep squeezing right under the right gluteus. There, the gluteus maximus. And then go ahead and bend the knee again. We're going to take it into the chest now. Squeeze it in without rounding your back. Good. So you're still working that same area right underneath that right sit bones there. And then extend it straight back. Lengthen through the ball of the big toe. Good. Bend the knee halfway or so, but squeeze. Good. Now extend and lengthen. Good. And then bring the right knee into the chest. So very slow, very controlled. Try not to round your back. Squeeze it in. So you start to feel right underneath the right sits bone is going to start to fire. Extend and lengthen. Good. Try to keep your right knee pointing down. Press the ball of the big toe. Good. And then bend the knee halfway. Squeeze. Good. And then extend and reach through the ball of the big toe. And bring the knee into the chest. Good. And then go ahead and release. Let's try the other side. Left leg. Extend the left leg straight back. If you need to roll up your mat under your knee on your right side, you can do that. So press through the ball of the big toe. You're going to fan the toes out. So this is very slow, very controlled. Keep the left knee pointing down, left hip pointing down. You don't need to lift the leg that high. Good. And then just with the press of the ball of the big toe, bend the knee about halfway. Really squeeze under the left sits bones. Good. And then extend and lengthen. Squeeze. Keeping the right knee or left knee still pointing down. Good. Now bend the left knee. Bring it into the chest without rounding your back. Pull it in as close as you can without rounding. Try not to move the upper body. Then extend and lengthen. Stretch it back. Pressing through the ball of the big toe and fan the toes out. Bend the knee halfway. Squeeze. Lifting the knee. That's it. Squeeze under the left sits bone. Extend, straighten it out. Bend the knee, draw it into the chest without moving the upper body. Very slow, very controlled. Extend and lengthen, press through the ball of the big toe. Bend the knee halfway, squeeze, lift the knee, but yes, you should. Is everybody feeling that? All right, extend and lengthen. Good. Bend the knee, bring it back into the chest. Good. One more time. Extend and lengthen. Bend. Halfway. Squeeze. Good. Extend and release. Just set the left knee down and go right into down dog. So push into your hands. Spread the fingers wide. Your feet are hip width apart here. Don't worry about getting your heels to the earth, but lengthen the hamstrings. Feel that work all the way up. All right, so from here, let's go ahead and look up between the hands. Step both feet forward. Inhale, lifting your heart to a flat back. Good, then exhale, fold into your own lap. Keep your knees soft. Back of the neck is long. Good, with an inhale, come all the way up to standing. Reach your arms overhead, big stretch. Exhale, right into your own lap. Standing forward, fold. Nose towards your knee. Keep your knees bent at first. Let the legs and hamstrings warm up. Inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. Good. And then bring both hands to the earth. We'll step it back into plank position. Excellent. Remember, you can drop to your knees here anytime. Otherwise, bend your elbows, chaturanga, and then find the ground. Point your toes back. Pick up your navel and then cobra. Press into your hands. Just lift your heart off the ground. Lift maybe your lower ribs. Keep your elbows in. Pull the heart through. And then from here, push up and back into down dog. Awesome. Then go ahead and we'll look up at the hand. Step both feet forward. Inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. And then exhale, forward fold. Inhale, come all the way up to standing. Reach your arms overhead. And then exhale, hands to your heart. Pause here for a moment. So gather that three-part breath. And we'll continue. So from here, we'll move into chair pose. Bend your knees, reach your arms overhead. Look down, and maybe, hopefully, you can take the shins back slightly so you can still see your big toes. So if you look down, you can see your big toes. Good. Draw the lower belly in, cinch in around the waist, and then we'll go right into forward fold. Straighten the legs, nose towards the knees. Inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. Good, and then bring both hands to the earth, step back into plank position. Excellent. From here, keeping the eyes of the elbows facing forward. So spin the upper bicep open towards the front of your mat. Good. And then from here, pull the heart forward. Try to smile your collarbones. Good. Press back through the inner heel. Yeah, don't let the legs sag. Don't let the belly sag. Pull the heart forward. Good. And then from here, chaturanga. You can be on your knees. Just bend your elbows. Your elbows and shoulders line up. Hover. And then find the ground. Good. Point the toes. Inhale. Lift your heart for cobra. And then we'll go right back to down dog. Up and back again. All right. So from here, go ahead and lift your right leg in down dog. Three-legged down dog. Now, remember how we did it in tabletop. So press out through the ball of the big toe. You don't have to lift it high. In fact, keep your right knee pointing straight down. And then from here, look up at your hands. We're keeping the right leg lifted. Lower your left knee to the ground in tabletop. Yep, you're coming right to the ground. Good, nice and slow. And then bend your right knee only halfway. Squeeze underneath the right sits bone. Extend the right leg straight back behind you. Draw the knee into the chest. Good. Without rounding the back. Perfect. Extend the right leg straight back. Knee still points down, though. Now push into your hands. Go back into three-legged down dog. Up and back. Stretch the right leg to the sky. Good. From here, look up at your hands. Step your right foot right up between your hands for crescent pose. So your back heel is going to float. Your front knee is right over your front heel. And then reach your arms overhead. Yes, find your balance. It's wobbly at first. So make sure your front big toe is still pointing forward. Lower the hips a little bit. Good. And then from here, we're going to hover forward. Come out with your belly hovering over your front thigh. And reach your hands straight back behind you. Like you're going to ski down the hill on one ski. There you go. Down the hill. Good. Pull the lower belly in. Cinch in around the waist. And then come back up to crescent pose. Arms reach overhead. And then hover forward. Hover the chest out over the right leg. As if you're going to launch right off your mat forward. Reach your hands straight back behind you. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. You should feel the right glute firing. Good. Come all the way back up. Arms reach overhead, crescent. One more time. Halfway forward. Cinch in around the waist. Use your core to let you hover here. Make sure your front knee stays over your front heel rather than forward. And then come one more time back up. And then release. Hands to the earth. And see if you can go back into three-legged down dog. Right leg will go to the sky. So you're going to sweep it right up to the sky. Right leg goes back into three-legged down dog. Do your best. Always optional. Listen to your body. Good. And then try your best to move forward into plank position. Keep your right leg lifting. You can drop to your left knee at any time. Okay. Try your best to move forward into plank. Good. And then lower down, chaturanga. Right leg still lifting. Good. Lower to the earth. Right leg still lifting. Point your left foot, big toe, the top of your left foot on the ground. Good. Now what we're going to do, yeah, your right foot is off the ground just slightly here. You're in cobra on your belly. There you go. Your right foot's off the ground slightly. And then when you lift your chest in cobra, just bend your right knee slightly. Just bend your right knee. That's it. Just like we did in tabletop. And then lower. You got it. Press your palms. Straighten the right leg. Take a big inhale. Exhale. Lift in cobra. Bend your right knee slightly. Squeeze right underneath the right sits bone. Good. And lower. Good. And then one more time. Lift the chest. Bend the right knee. Squeeze. And lower. But keep the right foot hovering. You're going to, your best, push up and back to down dog. Right leg lifts to the sky. Just do your best. Listen to your body. It'll give you feedback. Set your right foot to the ground. Yes, yes, yes. Excellent. And then step your left foot up between your hands. All right, so we'll come into crescent pose on this side. Your left heel is right under your left knee. Your hips square to the front of your mat. Your back heel is going to float. Sink into the hips a little bit so you feel the right hip flexor firing. And then reach your arms overhead. And then we'll start to fold forward halfway. Cinch in around the waist. Use your core. Reach your hands straight back behind you. Hover over the left leg, over the left knee. Inhale, come up. Reach your arms overhead, crescent. Exhale, hover forward over the left leg. Keep the back leg strong, squeezing, as if it could just come right off the ground. Come all the way up. Feel this work, the left, right underneath that left sits bone. Hover forward. Reach your hands back. Cinch in around the waist. Inhale up, crescent. Exhale forward. Inhale up. And then exhale forward. Pause and hold. And then from here, release both hands to the earth. And then we'll step the left leg up to the sky. Stretch it out. Three-legged down dog. Left leg goes back. Take your time to get there. If this is too much, just keep both feet on the ground. Otherwise, we're going to try to flow with the left leg lifting. Come forward into plank position. Left foot possibly off the ground yet. Bend the elbows. Chaturanga. Find the earth. Point your right foot straight back. Your left leg is lifted slightly off the ground in cobra. When we lift in cobra, bend the left knee slightly. Lift. Your heart. Bend the left knee just slightly. Squeeze under the left sits bone. And lower. Straighten the left leg. Keep your right foot on the ground. Inhale. Lift. Squeeze the left butt. Squeeze it. There you go. And lower. Inhale. Lift. Last one. Exhale. Lower. Good. And your best, if possible, turn your back toe under on your right foot. Lift up and back to down dog. Left leg goes to the sky. And we'll set that left foot down for a moment. An alternate heel stretch, okay? So just find your balance. And from here, look up at your hands. Step your right foot up between your hands. Good. And then we'll come into crescent pose on this side. Reach your arms overhead. Finding your balance. Slowly start to come forward once again. And reach your hands out forward into warrior three. So lift the back leg. You're launching from crescent into warrior three. Good. And then from here, bend your right knee enough so your right foot can, or your hands can touch the ground. Keep your left leg lifting. Look back and turn your left knee so it's pointing straight down. And then just work towards straightening the right leg. Just stay here pausing. Warrior three supported with your hands on the ground. So your left knee is going to point down. You don't have to lift the left leg high. Good. Pull your heart forward. Feel that work. Contract both sits bones right underneath there. You can feel the right and left both working. Good. And then set your left foot back to the earth. Come into crescent. Reach your arms overhead. Yes. How you guys doing? Nice and toasty in here. Breathe. Good. And release. Both hands to the top of the mat. Step back into down dog. Just pause here. So just come back to that even, easy breath. From here, lift your left leg to the sky. We won't stay there long. We're going to look up between the hands. Step your left foot up for crescent. Back heel floats. Reach your arms overhead. And we're just going to do the same with the warrior three on this side. So find a focal point out in front of you. We kind of know you're going forward. We're going to launch out over. So you bend over the left leg. Pick up the back leg. Good. And start to reach your arms overhead. Elbows line up to the ears if possible, or you can reach straight back behind you. Coming into warrior three, your back knee is still pointing down, right knee. Internally rotate your right thigh. Press into your left foot, your standing leg. Good. Now bend your left knee enough so you can bring your hands to the ground. Look back at your right foot. Try to turn your right inner thigh in slightly, keeping that internal rotation. Then stretch your left leg straight, possibly. Coming into supported warrior three. You can just let your head and neck relax. You can just look back at your back foot or down at the ground. Good. And then slowly come back to crescent pose. Reach your arms overhead. Find your balance. And then release hands to the earth and just step back into down dog. Feel the left and right from side to side. Just notice any differences. Don't let your mind get involved or write a story about it. Pause and rest if you need to. And then from here, looking up at your hands, we'll go ahead and lift the right leg. Coming into three-legged down dog. Once again, right knee still pointing down. Feel the left leg stretching as well. And then looking up at the hands, step your right foot right up between the hands. Good. And coming into crescent once again. So crescent, we'll feel the work under the right sits bone. Reach your arms overhead. Now bend your left knee, dip down. Yes, good. Feel the work in both sides, especially the right side though here. We're going to pick up the left knee, draw it into the chest, balancing on the right leg. Find a focal point on the ground. It is helpful. Good. Then step the left foot back into crescent pose. Balance. So we're going to alternate here three more times. So pick it up, knee to chest. And step it back into crescent. Arms stay reaching overhead. Find that focal point out in front of you. Pick it up. So that's two. All right, step it back. Crescent. And three. Pick it up. Hold it here just for a moment longer. Hold it here. Keep you cinching in around the waist. Feel the standing leg working hard. Good. Step it back into crescent. Good. And then release your hands to the top of the mat. And we'll step to down dog. Won't stay long. We're going to transition right into the other side. Left leg lifts to the sky. Good. Then look up at your hands. Step your left foot up right between your hands. Crescent pose. Whew. Reach your arms overhead. Awesome. Front knee is right over the front heel. Press the left heel down into the earth. Find your balance. And again, find the focal point out in front of you. Somewhere for your mind to rest. It'll help to steady your balance. And we'll begin. Draw. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. We got to bend the right knee, dip down. Pause here for a moment. Get into the right and left, both sides. You can feel the right underneath sits bones. You'll feel that more maybe tomorrow. And then go ahead, bring the right knee into the chest. Come to the left leg standing. And step it back to crescent. Pause. And knee to chest. And step it back. And knee in and up. Balancing on the left leg, knee to chest. Step it back into crescent. Stay focused. One more. Knee to chest. Hold it here. Breathe. And step it back. Crescent pose. Release your hands to the top of the mat. And we'll stretch back into down dog. Alright, so from here, we'll step the right foot up between the hands, let your back heel float. Good. Reach your arms overhead, back to crescent. So you never thought crescent was working those glutes so much, but it is. Alright, and then from here, step your left foot up to meet the right in chair. Take your right thumb and hook it into your right hip, keep it back. And then take the left elbow or left hand to the right knee. So we're going to twist either left elbow or left hand and turn your chest open to the right. If your elbow is to the knee, press your palms together when you get there. Otherwise, you can just keep your left hand at the knee, turn your chest open. Try to look down. Make sure, if you can, step your feet together if possible. It's going to help you an awful lot when we go a little deeper into this. Keep your knees together. All right, so from here, put as much, I want you to actually, let's see about pressing the right knee into the left elbow. Really get some resistance there, because it's going to help you go a little deeper. If possible, you're going to just get your left heel, pick it up off the ground. You're going to put as much weight as you can into the right foot. Good. Stay in the twist. If possible, step your left foot back. Tap it back into a lunge. Good. And then tap it forward. Bring the foot back to the beginning position. And we're going to continue three more times. Tap it back and forward. You're going to really feel this in the right side. Tap it back. You can skip this all together. And forward if you're getting tired. And last one, tap it back and step it forward. Pause here. Reach your arms overhead, chair pose. All right. Now you know what we're going to do on the other side. No surprises. Good. So take your left thumb. Hook your left hip. So you keep your left hip back. Then you'll either bring your right hand to your left leg or your right elbow to your left knee. Pressing the palms together. Get some leverage there. You're going to need that leverage if you want to pick up your right foot. So from here, maybe just lift your right heel slightly. That might be enough. If possible, extend your right leg straight back, tap it back. Good. And then bring it back to the top. Tap it to the big toe. And step it back. Press the elbow into the thigh or knee to steady you. Tap it forward. You got it. I think just one more. Tap it back. And forward. Good. And then come back to chair pose. Arms reach overhead. Okay. And then straighten your legs. Ah, hands to your heart. Oh, what fun, huh? My kind of fun. All right. So from here, balancing on the right foot, or I'm sorry, left foot, we're going to just take the weight into the left foot. Just pick up your right heel. And you can keep your right big toe on the ground. You might just stay here for the rest of this. Otherwise, pick up your right knee. Use your hands to clasp your right knee, holding it here. So we'll go layer by layer. Again, just listen to your body. It'll tell you what's appropriate today. From here, you'll either keep your left hand on your right knee and reach your right hand back for a twist. Or you can grab the foot, the outer edge of your right foot with your left hand, and stretch the leg straight. And you can try that possibly. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. Just do your personal best. And then gently, slowly release. Good. And then swing it back into warrior three. So we'll balance on the left leg yet. Again, just do your personal best. Take your time. We'll bend the left knee. Bring both hands to the earth. Everybody step back into down dog at your own pace. Wherever you're coming from, just step back into down dog. And then from here, let's go ahead and step the left foot up between the hands. All right, so let's come all the way up to standing. Just reach your arms overhead. Big inhale. And exhale, hands to your heart. Good. So feel both feet solid into the ground before we go anywhere. And maybe even notice from right to left from that last little series. And just notice. And then we'll do our best to put the weight into the right foot and maybe just pick up your left heel. You can stay here. You don't need to go any further than this. Otherwise, maybe bring your left knee in towards your chest. Hovering here, maybe the hands can clasp the left leg, pausing. You could also do this with a chair or your back into a wall or using the wall for balance. From here, either keep your right hand at your left knee, reach your left hand back behind you for a twist, turning your chest to the left. Or you can also clasp with your right hand the outer edge of your left foot and extend the left leg. Keep the left hip dropping down, chest turning open to the left. Either way, left hip dropping down. Keep breathing. And gently, slowly, with your core, release and stretch it into Warrior Three. Arms reach overhead, left leg sweeps back, left knee points down, finding your body parallel to the earth. Right leg is the standing leg here. Lengthen, left knee again, pointing down, inseams roll in. Slowly bend your right knee, step back into down dog. Everybody go back and just take your time. From here, look up at your hands. Step your right foot up between your hands. And we'll lift the left leg halfway, coming into standing splits. So bring your chest towards your right thigh, lifting your left leg, though only halfway. Keep your left leg straight, if possible. And then just lower your left big toe and tap your right heel. Good. And then lift. You don't have to lift it high to feel this work. And then lower to tap your right heel. And lift. Squeeze underneath both sits bones. And lower, tap the right heel. One more time, lift. Actually, a few more times, lift. And lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. And lower, tap the heel. Inhale, lift, squeeze. And lower, and this is the last one, lift. And lower. Good, and then just set your left foot next to your right. And bend your knees so you can just come into a gentle forward fold. Clasp your elbows and gently rock from side to side. Let your head and neck relax. Let's let your head fall off. Good. And then bring your hands to your hips. Inhale, come all the way up to standing. Reach your arms overhead. And exhale, right back down. Standing forward, bend. Again, you can keep the knees soft. And then from here, bring both hands to the earth as best you can. We'll lift the right leg only halfway. It doesn't have to be a big lift because we're going to work right underneath the sits bones again. So, keep the right leg straight, but tap the left heel. Lower. And then lift. And lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. I think just one more. Inhale, lift.
And then go ahead and just set your right foot back behind you, and we'll come into down dog. Shake out the legs. Alternate heel stretch. You guys got it? All right. We're getting down there. If you need to rest, just rest. Starting to feel the glutes fire, hopefully. Right underneath each little sits bone. We're picking it up. So from down dog, we'll lift the right leg high. So now we're in down dog. Keep your right knee pointing down, and then just tap your left heel in down dog. Same thing. Inhale, lift and squeeze. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower and release. Draw the other side. Inhale, lift the left leg, squeeze. Exhale, lower the left heel to tap the right. Inhale, lift, squeeze. Exhale, lower, tap. Inhale, lift. You don't have to lift it high. Keep pressing into the hands even. Exhale, lower, tap. You can do this on all fours. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower, just by keeping the knees bent if you're on all fours. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, stretch and squeeze. And lower, and just set your left foot to the ground. Come back to the right side. Stretch it to the sky. Good, now bend the right knee. Bring the right knee to touch the left. Straighten the right leg. And then lift it high. So we're going to do a few rounds of that. So bend the right knee. Bring the right knee to touch the left. Straighten the leg so your big toe touches the left heel. Then lift the right leg back to the sky, pressing out through the ball of the big toe. Bend the right knee, squeeze. Bring the right knee to the left knee, touch. Straighten the leg, right big toe touches the left heel. And then lift again, squeeze. One more time, bend the knee. Bring the right knee to touch the left, tap. And then straighten and lift. Last one. Just lower the right foot to the ground and switch. Left leg to the sky. This is the last round of these little bicycle movement in the legs. So bend the left knee. Try to fan the toes out. Get the energy to squeeze right underneath the left sits bone. Then bring the left knee to touch the right. Then bring the left big toe to the earth, right by the right heel. Then lift the leg straight to the sky. Bend the knee. Bring the left knee to the right. Tap. And then straighten. And lift. And bend. And tap. Knees together. Straighten. And lift. And bend. And tap. Knees together. And straighten. I think just one more. Bend or lift and bend and tap and straighten. And then just drop to your knees. Good. And then we'll take the right knee up behind the right hand for pigeon pose. So just let those hips warm up. Or I'm sorry, not warm up. I think they're warmed up. So we'll just let them relax. So right knee is up behind the right hand. Good. And then you can keep your right foot flexed if you can. And then just come forward. Gently walk the spine forward. And come on to your elbows. You can come on to stacked hands. Let your head rest. Try to find a space for your head to rest. There we go. Now we're on the downswing. So we got all the heat in there. Now we'll just stretch it out. And you'll be all set. Good. Find the balance in the hips here even. And relax. So just make sure you have enough breathing space from your navel to your heart so you don't collapse there. Good. And then slowly walk yourself back up.
And then just roll into the right hip. We're just going to take the legs out wide. Wherever you land is fine. Just take your legs wide for seated, wide-legged forward fold. So toes point up, knees point up. You might need to roll up the edge of your mat and sit on that so you can keep the hips balanced so you're not rolling into the low back. Pick up your heart. Remember, keep your feet flexed as you walk the hands forward. Your knees, your legs don't need to be straight. You can bend your knees. And then just start to walk the hands forward and relax here. Breathe. Good. That's it. Just so you feel a stretch in the hips, the groins, hamstrings. Everybody getting some sensation? Okay. So it doesn't matter how far you go, as long as you're just feeling an easy, sensible stretch. Good, and then we'll gently walk yourself back up. Keep the right leg straight and just set your left foot inside your right leg for a half seated forward fold. So your left leg is on, or knee is bent, your right leg is straight. Good. Take your right hand next to your right hip on the ground, and then we're going to gently move, kind of turn your torso more towards so it's facing more the right leg. It's a gentle twist as well. Reach your left arm up to the sky. Now, imagine just that right or the left leg is going to anchor you down. So as you lift and lengthen, keep pressing your left knee open gently, and we'll lengthen out over the right leg. So wherever your left hand can comfortably rest, and once you get there, just bring your right hand around to meet it, wherever it is. And again, your right leg doesn't need to be straight, but just try to keep your toes pointing upward if possible. There you go. Flex the foot, and then you'll get the stretch. It's not important that your leg is super straight. And then gently fold from the crease in the hips as you encourage the left rib cage to keep coming around towards the right leg. And relax here for a moment. And then we'll slowly come up. Good. And now keeping the left knee bent, we'll swing the right leg back for pigeon pose. So you're going to have the left knee at the top of the mat. Stretch your right leg or wherever you are. It doesn't matter. You're coming into pigeon wherever you are. There you go. And your left knee is, if it's at the top of the mat, it's towards 10 o'clock. Stretch your right leg straight back and start to fold out over the left leg. Remember, try to keep the left foot flexed if you can. Yes, and stretch the right leg straight back. Yeah. You got it. That's good. And then do you feel that in the left hip? Yeah, that's a good one. So one side is usually tighter, you'll notice. But just breathe into that space now. So you did all the hard work. Now you just get to relax into it a little bit and let the heat of your practice unravel these muscles. And then we'll slowly come back up. Good. And then back to wide legs. So the seated wide leg forward fold or bend. Remember, your toes are pointing up. Find a space where you don't roll into your low back. So you might need to roll up the edge of your mat to sit on, or a blanket, or if you have a block at home, you can do this one with a block. And then we'll gently come forward. Just find yourself with your hips evenly balanced, and then press out through the flex of the feet. Legs don't need to be straight. You don't have to go far to feel this. Toes pointing up. And then just let your head and neck relax. Keep lengthening your spine out of your hips. Try to keep the space from your navel to your heart open so you can breathe here. All right, we won't stay here long because we were visiting this one already. So slowly come up and just bend your right knee. Set your right foot inside the left leg for half forward fold. Try to see if you can take the right inseam. You can even manually roll the inseam inward slightly. Outer edge of the left leg rolls out, and then press out through your heel. It'll just help you to sit a little taller. And then take your left hand right next to your left hip, from the left hip. For a brace, reach your right arm straight up to the sky. Big inhale, exhale, lengthen out over the left leg, bringing your right rib cage around towards the left inseam. Good. And so your right hand is there. Bring your left hand around to come and rest with it as you fold from the crease in the left hip. Keep lengthening your heart forward. Press out through the heel. Feel both sides of the waist cinching in rather than crunching in at the waist. Pull the heart forward. Maybe even a little back bend right behind your heart. That'll change your stretch altogether. Pull the heart forward. A little bit of a cobra right behind the heart. And it'll intensify your stretch without going any deeper. Press out through the heel. Make sure your toes are pointing up if possible. And then we'll slowly come up, and then bring your right foot around to the front to meet the left. And then take your time, come on to your back. Okay, so you can just bring your knees in or roll back, roll to your side, however you want to get there, come on to your back. And then with your knees right over your hips, let's just draw big circles with your hands on your knees, rolling out the sacrum. And then switch directions. Good. And then just set both feet on the ground. Keep your knees together. Reach your arms out like a T. Let your knees go to the left. Gentle twist. Try to keep your right shoulder on the ground. You can turn your head to look out over the right hand. Breathe into the belly, massaging the internal organs. Bring your spine back to neutral. And then we'll come up and over to the right. And then we'll slowly come up. And then just go ahead and stretch your legs straight for Shavasana. So if you'd like to put your feet up the wall, you can do that. Or if you want to put your layers back on. And when you lay back your feet, well, they'll probably be about hip-width apart. Allow your ankles to drop open. Your hands are at your sides. Palms face up. And then just allow yourself to relax for the next few minutes. Mm-hmm. Once you get comfortable, settle in. And then just let the body rest completely. Resist any urge to fidget and readjust continually. Just let it drop. Let everything, let yourself drop in. Cultivating that ability to just pause. And if the mind wanders, that's fine. Just allow it to wander. There's no need to resist or align with it. Just allow it to wander. No big deal. Come back to your breath. A thousand times, come back to your breath. Feel your body recharging, rejuvenating. Just flood it with appreciation. Thanking this body of ours for showing up. Thanking it for its flexibility and the mobility. What a gift we have to be able to practice yoga together. Moving into appreciation for this moment, the time that you've cultivated and you've taken for yourself. Allow the breath to be easy, just like the breath of a baby. And just every time the mind wanders, just bring it back to your breath. That's it. That's all it is. Back to the breath. And as you listen to the sound of the bell, then just allow it to be another practice in mindfulness, just being fully aware of the sound as it comes into your experience, and then just follow it until it disappears. Keeping that same beautiful mindfulness that you've just cultivated. Feel the aliveness in your body. Thanking your body for its patience and compassion, ease and flexibility, all the gifts that we have within us. As you wiggle the toes and the fingers, just waking this body up. Good. Bringing your awareness into this room as you take your time to roll off to your side. And there's no hurry. Coming up to take a seat whenever you're ready. You notice you might be sitting a little taller. Maybe you're feeling great ease in your body. Your mind feels clear. Maybe you're even smiling. And then thank yourself for coming. Namaste. Good. All right. Thanks for playing, everyone.
It's a borderline mini session. We haven't had one of those.
She does.
Oh, no.